540 WAUK, Milwaukee's real news and great conversation. And now, on your FM dial at 100.3, here's your daily news roundup.
With local news on 540 WAUK on 100.3 FM, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. Milwaukee leaders have approved a new ordinance that would ban law enforcement officers, including ICE agents, from wearing masks or face coverings while working in the city. The measure is part of the city's larger Ice Out Milwaukee push and is meant to make officers easier to identify. The council had delayed the vote last month after legal questions, but the city attorney says that the ordinance is legal. The impact of last week's storms are still being felt in Milwaukee County, with hundreds of damage reports coming in. Impact 211 says many of those reports are from the city's north side. Families are asking for help with cleanup and repairs as they recover. Officials say the number of reports is far lower than last year's major flooding, but the need is still there. The new Milwaukee County Board got sworn in Monday and quickly returned Supervisor Marcelia Nicholson-Bovell to the top leadership post. The board has just one new face this term, and officials say the challenges ahead are still the same, especially when it comes to money. County leaders are dealing with a budget gap, transit shortfalls, and a large parks maintenance workload. The board chairman says everyone's going to have to work together and that they may have to make some painful decisions in the months ahead. The 16th Street Bridge in Milwaukee will stay closed longer than planned. That emergency floor beam work is now expected to wrap up in July. City officials say the delay is due to problems getting the replacement steel beam delivered after crews found one beam wearing out faster than the others. The bridge has been closed since December 5th after an inspection showed the beam needed to be replaced right away. A well-known street in Milwaukee will be renamed after new claims about Cesar Chavez, but what it will be called long-term is still up in the air. The Common Council voted yesterday to switch the name back to South 16th Street. The change comes after a report brought new attention to sexual abuse allegations against Chavez. City leaders say a new name will be decided later. The mayor still needs to sign off. And that's the local update. It's all news all morning, 6 to 9 on 540 WAUK on 100.3 FM. News anytime at WAUKradio.com. I'm Stuart J. Waddles.
With Civic Media News, I'm Terry Miller. New federal changes to food assistance are leading to fewer people getting help in Wisconsin. New data shows more than 15,000 Wisconsinites have dropped off food share since last summer, part of a nationwide decline tied to budget cuts and stricter work rules. Federal officials say SNAP enrollment is down about 6% across the country, or roughly 2.5 million people. Wisconsin is avoiding major penalties tied to the changes because its error rate is among the lowest in the nation. On Earth Day, Wisconsin officials say the Trillion Trees Pledge is now more than halfway to its goal. Governor Tony Evers and the DNR report nearly 12 million trees were planted in 2025, bringing the total to over 54 million since 2021. The state is aiming to plant 100 million trees by 2030, while also conserving forest land. Officials say partnerships across Wisconsin are helping lead the effort. New programs will also give away free trees to kids and families. The investigation into a failed recall effort targeting Speaker Robin Voss is not finished yet. According to the Racine County's district attorney, Trisha Hansen says in the letter to the Elections Commission, she wants a deeper criminal review after the commission recommended charges against 13 people. Those allegations include false addresses and signatures from people who may not have signed the petitions. Hansen says the commission's work was detailed, but not as in-depth as criminal cases require. And this week, drivers across Wisconsin are urged to take it slow as construction season gets underway. As part of Work Zone Awareness Week, drivers are encouraged to avoid distractions, obey speed limits, and watch for changing conditions and cars and trucks parked along the road. More news is available at civicmedia.us.
The crew goes crazy in Tigertown. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Baseball, the Brewers and Tigers go at it again at Comerica Park. Last night, the crew won 12-4 thanks to a crazy eighth inning that started with back-to-back triples from Gary Sanchez and Garrett Mitchell. Then, Luis Renjifo finally getting a break at the plate. Jeff Levering had the call.
Renjifo, shallow right, Vierling, can't get there. It falls. Mitchell scores, and for all the Rockets, Luis Renjifo gets one to fall finally.
The Brewers with 7 runs and 11 at-bats in the inning. Garrett Mitchell on his RBI, then scoring.
Trying to take it about less about me and more just trying to get a job done there, put the ball in play. Just had to lock in there.
Men's college basketball. Badgers forward Nolan Winter will return to Wisconsin for his senior year, but guard John Blackwell is headed to North Carolina to join the Blue Devils at Duke University. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Mostly sunny with just a light breeze today. Our high right around 58 this afternoon. Tonight, partly cloudy. We're going to drop into the mid-40s for a low. Tomorrow, partly cloudy, warmer, 68 for a high with some scattered thunderstorms tomorrow night. Into Friday, I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 48.
That's your Milwaukee News Roundup from WAUK. Find more news anytime at waukradio.com/news. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts.